What's going on with my tires?
What are you doing here?
Ow! My knee!
What's the matter, Grady? Did a moo fall down and get a boo-boo?
What, you hide in the bushes all day waiting for me? Ow, I hurt my leg.
It's your own fault. You know, this park is off limits to dweebs.
I can ride in this park anytime I want.
True, if you don't mind getting the occasional pounding. Now, give me your hat.
What?
I'm taking your hat as payment for not following my rules.
But...
Now!
You know what? Take it off me.
How about this? How about I pick you up, hold you upside down, and shake it off you? There we go. It's just right. See ya.
I'm sick of this, Rodney. I never did anything to you.
As Juan Valdez used to say, tough beans. Later.
Gotta do something about this.
Hi there, this is Crying Brian Dern, and we're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. What that means, I have no idea. But why don't we have an exciting adventure in Odyssey? Ketchup with his first solo single, I Love Your New Nose, Baby. And this is Crying Brian Dern on a Tirade Tuesday. It's 12:47. Wait a minute, 12:47. Now, where's the intern with my sandwich? If anybody sees a goofy-looking 18-year-old kid with hair like a frightened porcupine carrying a sack of salami sandwiches, tell him to get to the radio station. I'm starving here. Let's go to the commercial. This is Odyssey 105, so if you're near the station, bring me food!
Sorry, Mr. Dern.
Well, it's about time, PJ. What took you so long?
Well, I kind of had an accident.
What? Are the sandwiches okay?
Yeah, they're great. But dude, my car got scratched and my side mirror got knocked off.
What did you do?
Well, I was parked at the sandwich place, and this old dude tried to squeeze an SUV into a compact spot, and he hit me.
You're kidding. Did he pay you for the damages?
Not a dime. Said it was my fault for parking too far over.
You can't let him get away with this.
Well, but I did kind of park too far over, though.
That doesn't mean he can just plow into your car without any punishment. You have to do something.
Okay.
Stand right there. All right, this is Crying Brian Dern on a Tirade Tuesday, and do I have a tirade for you? Hit and run at the local deli. Tell them, PJ.
Okay.
Yeah, right there.
Dude, I was in this sandwich place, and this guy hit my car with his SUV.
He hit your car with his SUV?
Yeah, the mirror came off and everything.
The mirror came off?
I was late getting lunch to my boss, the amazing Crying Brian Dern.
Who's still hungry?
Yep. Who is practically starving to death.
That's what I just said. Is this what society has come to, everyone? A place where innocent people get their mirrors knocked off and other innocent people have to wait for their lunch. I say let's fight back against this kind of domestic tyranny.
Okay.
I'm tired of people who only think about themselves.
Yeah, me too.
You know what you're gonna do, PJ?
What?
You're gonna sue.
Dude. PJ now stands for Prepare for Jurisprudence.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Grady. Where you going?
Finneman's.
Hey, so am I. But wait, isn't Finneman's that way?
Rodney Rathbone hangs out in the park, so I'm going the long way.
You steal your hat again?
Yeah.
Come on, Grady. You could take him.
I've tried. He's a lot bigger than me.
I could squeeze his head between my fingers.
Yeah, you could.
Come on. Walk with me. It'll be fine.
There he is.
Don't worry. He won't mess with you.
Hang on. Stay behind the tree for a minute.
Look, Squirrel. I don't have any food for you.
I'm eating all three sandwiches myself, so go away.
Hey, Rodney, why don't you pick on someone your own IQ? Oh, wait, you did. A squirrel.
Well, looky here. It seems Grady took his courage pills this morning. The only thing is, I hate courage. Courage gets dweebs like you pounded. Now beat it before I beat you.
Make me.
Ask for it, you little munchkin!
Yo, Grady. Is this guy hassling you?
Big Phil?
My friends call me Big Phil, but you can call me Sir!
Grady, what is he, like your bodyguard or something?
Yep, I've had it with you, Rodney. Now I'm just gonna fight your way.
My way? When have I ever asked a dump truck to fight for me? That's a compliment, Phil.
Look, Snowball, let me make this crystal clear. You leave the kid here alone, see? Otherwise, I'm gonna be all over you like a raccoon on a garbage bag. Comprende?
I hear ya. It's not worth my time anyway. I got better things to do. I'll be going now.
Wow, that was cool! You're great, Phil!
Yeah, cool.
So, could we do this again?
Do what?
Like Rodney said, you could be my bodyguard.
That might be fun.
I'll hire you. I could do your chores.
I do need my car washed.
You got it.
Make sure you don't scratch the paint.
No problem. I'll be at your house at 4 o'clock.
See ya.
I think I'm gonna like this.
Mr. Gern?
PJ! So, did you sue the guy?
No, I didn't have to. He just gave me the money.
Why? Why?
Well, I said you told me to sue him, and he got so scared that you were going to say his name on the radio that he just coughed up the dough.
Really?
Yep.
He was scared of me. I like that. I had no idea the power I had. You know what? We could use this.
What do you mean?
Stand right there. Hello, people. This is Crying Brian Dern, and I've got a question for you. Are you sick of getting doused by somebody's sprinkler system just as you're walking by on your way to work? Are you disgusted with grocery cart wheels that turn to the right so much that no matter where you want to go, you always end up in the deli? Well, Crying Brian Dern is now on your side. Give me a call. Air your grievances right here on the air, and I'll expose all of these thoughtless people for the cockroaches that they are. It's a new call-in show for the people, by the people, and getting back at the people that you can't stand. PJ!
Yeah?
Tell us about somebody in your life who's annoying.
Well, there's a guy upstairs in my apartment building who has a chinchilla that howls all night.
A howling chinchilla?
I think it's a chinchilla. Anyway, it's really annoying.
People, we can't let howling chinchilla take over our apartments, can we? We have to do something about it. PJ, you're gonna sue.
Again?
Yep. Odyssey is counting on you. Somebody has to stand up to your thoughtless cavalier neighbors.
Okay.
That's right. Brian Dern is on your side.
So, did I do a good job on your car?
You missed a couple spots, but it's okay.
I'll redo it. Oh, look. There's Rodney.
Big whoop. He's not gonna mess with you.
No, look at him. He's got a bag of apples.
Yeah, he's a regular Johnny Applecore. So?
I'll just bet that he's gonna throw them at me.
Looks to me like he's eating them.
Yeah, right. He's done this before. Come on, let's get him.
For what?
For planning to hit me with apples.
He's just sitting there.
You're my bodyguard. I'm hiring you.
Fine. But this requires extra payment.
What?
You'll have to wash my dog.
Oh, all right. Now, come on.
He's a pit bull. He doesn't like strangers, especially ones with sponges in their hands.
It'll be worth it. Now, let's go. Drop the apples, Rathbone.
Hey, Grady.
How you doing?
Tell your Wookiee to back off, man. I got my cell phone right here. All I have to do is speed dial my gang, and they'll be here in a flash. I'm flipping it open.
That's your wallet, Rodney.
You want me to pound him?
Phil, I'll give you the choice. You decide which part of him you want to pound first.
I'll start with the nose hairs.
Okay, I'll drop the apples. Now, what's the big deal?
The big deal is the pain you're about to feel.
I'm out of here. But you ain't seen the last of me.
Wow, that was fun. This is great. Isn't this great, Phil? Are you having a good time?
This is a good apple.
I can do this all day.
Dern is on your side. Hello.
Yeah, the sap from my neighbor's tree keeps dripping all over my driveway, and I gotta get out and keep washing it off.
Outrageous! You had to wash your driveway? Does your neighbor know that we live in a civilized society with rules and decency and sapless driveways?
I guess not.
All right, caller, we're going to do something about this. You know why?
Because you're on my side.
That's right. Today, listeners have made over $400 already with our threats. You could be next. Keep those phone lines lighting up. We'll be back.
So, Mr. Dern, how's it going?
Oh, the phones rang off the hook all day yesterday. The complaints are getting a little weak now, though. Sap in the driveway. They want me to call in the Coast Guard or something?
Well, I got a free pizza.
Good.
Yeah, the delivery guy got cheese all over the top of the box.
Let's get you back on the air. Show them how it all works. We're going to have to get creative if we're going to keep the ratings up, PJ.
Okay. I'm on your side, Mr. Dern.
And I'm on yours.
All right, here's the plan.
Plan?
We go to the Electric Palace and put Rodney in the dumpster. Okay, after that...
Wait a minute. What for?
For the fun of it.
Pounding people's no fun if you don't have a good reason.
I do have a good reason. He's a bully.
I'm not doing it.
You have to.
Why?
You're my employee.
What?
I've hired you to hang around with me.
I thought you liked hanging out with me. What was that?
I don't know. Sounds like it came from the alley.
Probably just a rat in the garbage.
That's a pretty big rat.
Hang on. Let me see what's hiding in there.
No, Phil, sir. I didn't do nothing. Just leave me alone.
What are you doing in the garbage?
Redecorating?
Pound him, Phil!
No.
What?
I quit.
You can't quit.
Just did.
I'll clean your room.
My room's clean.
I'll mow your lawn.
My brother does the lawn.
I'll give you something from the Electric Palace.
What?
What?
Oh, I've got some stuff at the Electric Palace I could give you. How about working for me?
I need batteries.
I got tons of them.
Sure. I'll work for batteries.
What? Phil?
Excellent. You see that rock?
Now, wait a second.
Get him!
But I...
Come here, you!
But Big Phil!
My friends call me Big Phil, but you can call me Sir. Come here!
This is great! I wonder if I could sell the movie rights.
Well, hello there.
Hey.
PJ, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what can I do for you?
I would like a double dip of raspberry ripple, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had a big order this morning and we've run out.
No, run out?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can get you any other flavor and you can have it at half price.
I don't want another flavor. I want raspberry ripple.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
It's right there on your menu.
Well, yeah, that's right, but...
That's false advertising. You have it on your menu. You're supposed to have it in your freezer.
And normally we would.
But it's still false advertising. I'm gonna have to sue you, man.
Sue me for not having raspberry ripple?
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I've heard about this. Are you working with Brian Dern?
We're just tired of people taking advantage of us, and we're doing something about it.
You're suing them?
Yep. I'm suing you for $50 and unlimited ice cream for a month. Or we could settle this right now.
No.
No?
I'm not giving it to you.
But, you know, Dern might say your name on the air.
Go ahead.
It's just $50, dude.
May I ask why you're doing this?
I told you, I'm trying to clean this place up. Get rid of all the selfish people. Make them think twice.
Well, that's really your motivation, huh?
Sure.
Well, and tell me something. How am I being selfish?
Well, you're not giving me the stuff I want.
Well, I just offered you ice cream for half price. That's not selfish.
Well, no.
So, in my case, you're not trying to rid the world of a selfish person. You're doing it, well, why are you doing it?
Well, I guess...
Maybe we should just forget about all of this.
No. I'm suing you.
All right. Then I guess I'll see you in court. Grady, why are you hiding behind that refrigerator?
It's the only thing bigger than Big Phil.
So your alliance with Phil isn't going well?
You heard about that?
Yeah, Connie told me. Now, come on out of there. We should talk.
Is the coast clear?
Phil's not around, if that's what you mean. So what happened with the two of you?
Rodney hired him away from me. I'm never going to be able to go through the park again, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh.
Now I've got two bullies after me. I can't believe Phil gave me up for batteries.
Well, from what I heard, it doesn't sound like it was just batteries.
What do you mean?
Well, Phil was there for your protection. Not so you could become a bully, too.
I'm not a bully.
Oh, no. You know, you've been seeking someone out just to get a chance to beat him up. Doesn't that sound a lot like what Rodney does to you?
Well, yeah.
Grady... It's one thing to protect yourself, but another thing entirely to lose your perspective so much that you become like the very person or thing that you're trying to defeat.
I guess things got out of hand.
Yeah, you could say that. Did you talk to your mom about the situation?
No.
You know, God gave you your mom to help you through situations like this.
I guess I could talk to her.
Good, good. Then you should apologize.
To who?
Well, to Rodney and Phil.
Yeah, that'll be a fun chat.
Oh, man, this wasn't supposed to happen.
Don't worry about it. People sue for all kinds of things. You're a shoo-in.
I really appreciate you coming down to be with me.
I had no choice. For some reason, I was subpoenaed.
All right, next case. Manning versus Witsend. Do we have both parties here?
I'm here, Your Honor. P.J. Manning?
I'm here, Your Honor. John Whitaker. I represent Witsend.
Very good. What's your complaint, Mr. Manning?
Well, you see, I wanted some raspberry ripple ice cream, but they were out. I couldn't get Raspberry Ripple, even though it was on the menu.
You're suing over ice cream?
Well, I just really wanted Raspberry Ripple.
I see. Mr. Whitaker, did you refuse Raspberry Ripple to this man for any reason other than you were out of it?
No, Your Honor.
Do you normally keep enough ice cream on hand?
Well, funny you should ask that, Your Honor. May I approach the bench?
Certainly.
I have here a copy of a purchase order for 12 gallons of Raspberry Ripple ice cream.
Someone bought 12 gallons of ice cream from you?
Yes, that's right. The very morning before PJ came in and ordered his.
Who bought it?
The signature reads Billy Macon. Now, I've investigated the name, and he's an employee of Odyssey 105, the same radio station where Mr. Dern works.
Mr. Dern, is that right?
It was a birthday party for an employee.
Mm-hmm.
Fran, the traffic girl, she was turning 40.
Fran's lactose intolerant. She doesn't eat ice cream.
Quiet.
I do have Mr. Macon sitting in the back if you'd like to hear from him, Your Honor.
You know what, Mr. Whitaker? I don't think that'll be necessary. I've already decided that this case is ridiculous. Now, Mr. Manning, I expect this kind of thing from Mr. Dern here. But how did you get involved?
Well, I started out really wanting to help, you know? Mr. Dern talked a lot about justice and punishing people who were selfish. But then I sort of got selfish myself.
Oh, it's easy to do. But of course, you never would have done any of this without Mr. Dern prodding you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he pushed me into it.
You're throwing me under the bus now? You're the one trying to get a job at my station.
I think you've done a pretty good job of throwing yourself under the bus, Mr. Dern.
Oh?
Which is the reason I decided to bring this case to trial in the first place. It's come to my attention that you are extorting people for money by threatening to berate them on the radio.
Extorting?
And that's against FCC laws. And your station will surely be fined for it.
What? I'll sue!
You've got a lot to answer for, sir. Now, is this really worth a little ice cream?
It was unlimited ice cream, Your Honor.
You're fired, PJ. After you get me a sandwich.
Yes, sir.
Guys.
Grady?
Well, looky here. You gonna take us both on?
No.
You here for your daily pounding?
I'm here to apologize.
Apologize?
Yeah. Rodney, I was a bully to you. And Phil, I used you to get back at Rodney. And I'm sorry.
Sorry? Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Well then, let the pounding begin. Phil, what do you say we separate this little Grady here from his tonsils?
Nah.
What?
I don't feel like it.
Hey, you work for me.
Not anymore.
Why not?
Those batteries you gave me don't work.
Are you kidding? They're the finest quality the Electric Palace has to offer.
I know, but they don't work. Kinda makes me want to separate you from your tonsils.
Oh, I gotta go see.
Grady, that took guts.
Thanks.
You know, I think I'm gonna retire from pounding people for a while.
Me too. But let me know if you ever want to walk through the park. I'll protect you.
Thanks.
It sounds like Grady and Phil have the makings of a good friendship. Now that Grady's got things back in perspective again. You know, when you're going through life, it's so easy to lose our focus and forget about what's really important. That's why it's good to remind ourselves every now and then why we do the things we do. God knows the importance of reminders and tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 17, to fix my words in your hearts and minds, tie them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. That sounds like a great way to remember the important things in life. So, what did you think of today's show? Why don't you write and tell us? I'd love to hear from you. Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Buddy Guard. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Buddy Guard was written by Jim Magon and Marshall Younger and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Christopher Deal, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Corey Burton, Steve Burns, Jordan Orr, Scott Menville, Deb McLeod, and Ross Thomas, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.